House Bill 514 does have the support of Mint Hill elected officials, says the town's mayor, Ted Biggers. The legislation would allow Matthews and Mint Hill to create their own charter schools with preference given to students in the two towns. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
At last month's Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board meeting, Chair Mary McCray said they were told that Mint Hill officials did not ask for the legislation and would not support it. Biggers says a CMS official asked Mint Hill's town manager about HB 514 and thinks the reply was misunderstood.
I think his comment back was that we have not officially supported nor voiced that we did not support it either way. And somehow that got turned into that we were not supporting the bill. We at no time said we did not support.
Bigger says there is still a fear in the community that CMS could at some point bus large numbers of Mint Hill students to other areas in their efforts to diversify schools. Mint Hill has a K-8 charter school. Students are chosen by a lottery, and Bigger says many Mint Hill students who apply do not get in.
Our K-8 program runs a waiting list that has varied between 1,000 and 2,000 students a year. So there's nearly not enough capacity at our one charter school to handle all of the applicants that apply. This would give our students a guaranteed seat in a Mint Hill school.
The proposed charter school would be built to accommodate only about 700 students. HB 514 still has to pass the Senate. Biggers and Matthews officials say if it is approved, they will not immediately apply for a charter. Some say it would be leverage over CMS to keep the town's issues on the table. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glynn.